Hey everyone, welcome back. I know you're all busy running your businesses, so we're going to jump right in today. We're going deep on something that could be a total game changer for you. Free AI training.
Free AI training, yeah. It's pretty amazing how much is out there now, especially stuff that's specifically made for small businesses like yours.
Yeah. For this deep dive, we've got some really interesting sources. We've been looking at marketing stuff from this AI consultancy called 575. And of course, a bunch of listings from online learning platforms. And then we even found this Reddit thread where people are sharing their experiences with free AI courses. It's been fascinating.
I know, right? Like you wouldn't believe how many people are actually taking advantage of these free resources.
It really feels like AI is finally becoming something that anyone can use, not just those big tech companies.
Totally. And 575, that consultancy we mentioned, they're all about that. They're saying there's never been a better time for small businesses to jump into AI.
Interesting. So what makes now such a good time?
Well, for one thing, the tools are just way more user-friendly than they used to be. You don't need a PhD in computer science to figure them out.
That's good to hear, because I'll be honest, I always thought AI was way too complicated for me.
Oh, I get it. But trust me, it's not like that anymore. There are so many platforms that are designed for people with zero coding experience. And 575, they're even specifically targeting folks in their 40s and 50s.
Really? Why that age group specifically?
They're saying that those folks have this huge advantage in the AI world because they've got all this experience and expertise in their fields.
I see. So it's not just about the tech skills. It's about the knowledge you've built up over time.
Exactly. Like they say, your experience is your AI advantage.
I like that. So how do these free training options come into play?
Well, there are tons of them out there. A really good place to start is Salesforce. They've got this platform called Trailhead, and they're offering free premium AI courses and certifications through 2025.
Hold on. Did you say free premium courses?
Yeah. No kidding. It's part of this big initiative they have to upskill people in AI. They're putting a lot of money behind it. They're even opening up these physical AI centers for in-person learning.
Wow, Salesforce is really going all in on this.
Mm-hmm.
So what about other platforms?
Well, you've got Coursera, too. It's really popular. They have those famous courses from Andrea Ng, AI for Everyone, and Gen AI for Everyone.
Uh-huh.
You can check them out for free or get a certification for a small fee.
Yeah, I've heard good things about those courses.
They're great. And if you're a total beginner, don't worry, Coursera's got you covered. They have tons of free introductory courses that require no technical background whatsoever.
Okay, that's reassuring. What about something even more bite-sized? Like if you just want to learn a specific skill really quickly?
Oh, for that, you could check out IBM's Skills Build. They've got short practical courses on stuff like artificial intelligence, getting started, and build your own chatbots.
So you can actually learn how to build a chatbot for your business.
Yep, and you get these cool badges when you complete the courses.
I'm always a fan of badges. What about Google? I bet they have something too.
Oh yeah, Google Cloud has a whole bunch of machine learning and AI classes. And get this, they offer 35 free monthly credits through their Google Cloud Innovators program. So even if a course isn't totally free, you might be able to use those credits to take it.
Wow, so many options. I'm actually feeling a little overwhelmed now.
Well, just remember, you don't have to do everything at once. Just pick one platform or one course that looks interesting and start there.
Good advice. What about YouTube? I bet there's tons of stuff on there, too.
Oh, for sure. YouTube is a goldmine for free AI tutorials. You can find videos on literally anything, from the basics to more advanced stuff.
So if someone's feeling really ambitious, they can just go down the YouTube rabbit hole.
Exactly. But even if you're not looking to become an AI expert, just watching a few videos can give you a better understanding of how this technology works and how it can be applied to your business.
Okay. So we've talked about a lot of resources, but let's address the elephant in the room. Are these free certifications actually worth anything?
That's a great question. And to be honest, it depends. The job market is super competitive right now, so a free certificate might not be enough to land you a dream job in AI development.
Yeah, that's fair. But what about for someone who's just looking to improve their skills and maybe apply AI to their own business?
Well, in that case, I think a free certificate can be a great way to show potential clients or investors that you're serious about staying ahead of the curve.
It's a signal that you're investing in yourself and your business.
Exactly. And even if you're not looking to start a whole new career in AI, just understanding the basics can give you a huge competitive advantage.
Speaking of which, another question that came up in that Reddit thread was whether you need a strong math or computer science background to learn AI. What's your take on that?
That's a common misconception. You definitely don't need a degree in computer science to get started with AI. There are plenty of resources out there that are designed for people with no technical background.
So you're saying I don't need to know how to code to use AI in my business?
Nope, not at all. There are plenty of tools and platforms that are very user-friendly. They allow you to leverage the power of AI without having to write a single line of code.
Phew, that's a relief.
Yeah.
So for someone who's just starting out, where would you recommend they begin?
Honestly, pick one area of your business where you think AI could make a difference. Maybe it's customer service or marketing or even something like inventory management.
So start with a problem you want to solve.
Exactly. Once you've got that in mind, then you can start looking for courses or tutorials that focus on that specific area.
So it's about finding the right tool for the job.
That's the key. And the good news is there are tons of free resources out there to help you find the perfect tool for your needs.
That's awesome. So we've established that free AI training is out there. It's accessible, and it can be incredibly valuable for small business owners. But let's get down to brass tacks. What are some specific AI skills that could be particularly useful for someone running their own business?
Well, one that comes to mind right away is automating repetitive tasks. Like, think about all the things you do every day that take up a lot of your time.
Oh, I can think of a few.
Things like data entry, scheduling appointments, managing social media, AI can handle a lot of that for you.
That would free up so much time and energy.
Exactly. And then there's customer service. AI-powered chatbots can provide 24/7 support, answer frequently asked questions, and even qualify leads before passing them on to a human.
I've always been a little hesitant about chatbots. To be honest, I've had some bad experiences with them in the past.
Oh, I hear you. But the technology has really evolved. Natural language processing is way more sophisticated now, so chatbots can actually sound pretty human.
So they won't just give those canned responses that make you want to pull your hair out?
Hopefully not. And the cool thing is you can actually customize chatbots to reflect your brand's voice and tone.
Okay, that's interesting. So it's not just about having a robot answer questions. It's about creating a more personalized experience.
Exactly. And on top of that, AI can help you make better use of all the data you collect.
Oh, yeah. Data analysis. That's a big one.
It is. AI can help you identify patterns and trends, predict future outcomes, and ultimately make smarter decisions about everything from marketing campaigns to product development.
So instead of drowning in spreadsheets, I could actually use data to make my business better.
Exactly. AI can help you turn data into actionable insights.
This is starting to sound very exciting. But let's be real. Not every small business owner has the time or the energy to become an AI expert. Where should someone who's just starting out even begin?
That's a great question. And honestly, you don't have to be an expert to benefit from AI. Even a basic understanding of the concepts and applications can be incredibly valuable.
So it's not about becoming the next AI coding superstar?
Not at all. It's about empowering yourself with the knowledge and tools to succeed in a rapidly changing world.
I love that knowledge is power. Right.
Exactly. And with all these free resources available, there's really no excuse not to empower yourself.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from the reasons WHY small businesses should embrace AI to the wealth of free training options out there. What would you say is the key takeaway for our listeners?
The key takeaway? I'd say it's this. Free AI training is a golden opportunity for small business owners like you. It's a chance to stay ahead of the curve, level the playing field, and unlock some incredible potential in your business.
Absolutely. I'm already feeling inspired to dive in and start exploring some of these resources. You know what? Even if you're not planning to become an AI expert, just understanding the basics can give you a huge competitive advantage in your industry. So here's a thought for you to chew on. What's one area of your business where AI could make a real difference? Maybe it's something you've been struggling with or something you've always wanted to improve.
Yeah, it's a question worth asking yourself because the answer might surprise you. You might discover that there are AI-powered tools and solutions that can address very specific challenges you're facing. And who knows? It could be the spark that ignites a whole new level of growth and success.
I love that idea of finding that one area where AI can really make an impact.
Yeah.
Now, to help our listeners get started, I was wondering if you could share some specific examples of how AI is being used by small businesses today.
Oh, sure. There are tons of great examples out there. Like one that comes to mind is the small clothing boutique I read about. They were having a hard time keeping up with changing fashion trends and managing their inventory. So they decided to try this AI-powered system that analyzes sales data, social media trends, and even weather patterns to predict which items will be in high demand.
Wait. So they're using AI to basically predict the future of fashion?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helping them optimize their inventory, reduce waste, and make sure they have the right products at the right time.
That's amazing. It sounds like AI can really level up a business.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about predicting trends. AI can also help you personalize the customer experience. Like, say you own a small online bookstore. You could use AI to recommend books to customers based on their past purchases, browsing history, and even their social media activity.
I love that. Because I know for me, personalized recommendations are a big deal. I'm way more likely to buy something if it feels like it's tailored to my tastes.
Exactly. And personalization goes beyond just product recommendations. You can use AI to personalize marketing emails, create targeted advertising campaigns, and even tailor the content on your website to individual visitors.
So AI can basically help you create a more engaging and relevant experience for your customers.
Exactly. And it can also help you streamline your operations and reduce costs. Like, a lot of small businesses are using AI-powered chatbots to handle those routine customer inquiries. You know, the stuff that takes up a lot of time but doesn't necessarily require a human touch.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we talked about chatbots earlier, but I'm curious to hear more about how they're actually being used in the real world. Do you have any specific examples?
Oh, sure. I was just reading about this small restaurant that started using an AI-powered chatbot on their website and their social media. The chatbot can answer all those basic questions like their hours, menu options, reservation policies, you know, the kind of stuff people ask all the time.
Yeah, I hate answering those same questions over and over again.
Exactly. Well, this chatbot takes care of all that. It can even take orders for pickup or delivery.
Wow. So it's like having a virtual assistant who works 24/7.
Pretty much. And it frees up the restaurant owner to focus on other things, like, you know, actually running the restaurant.
It sounds like AI is really changing the game for, like, all businesses. But I gotta ask, with all these powerful AI tools available, are there any potential downsides or risks that small business owners should be aware of?
That's a really important question. And yeah, there are definitely some things to keep in mind. Like, one big one is that AI systems are only as good as the data they're trained on. So if you're training an AI model on biased or incomplete data, it can lead to inaccurate or even discriminatory outcomes.
So garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Exactly. So it's crucial to make sure that the data you're using to train your AI systems is accurate, representative, and free from bias. And another potential risk is over-reliance on AI.
What do you mean by that?
Well, AI is a tool. Right. And like any tool, it needs to be used thoughtfully and strategically. It's not a magic solution that's going to solve all your problems overnight.
So you're saying that AI shouldn't replace human intelligence, but rather augment it.
Exactly. AI is most effective when it works in collaboration with humans, allowing us to focus on our strengths, like creativity, problem solving, and empathy.
That makes sense. It's about finding the right balance.
Right. And it's also super important to be mindful of data privacy and security issues. When you're collecting and analyzing customer data, you need to make sure you're doing so in a responsible and ethical way.
So data privacy is a big one. What are some practical steps that small business owners can take to protect their customers' data?
Well, first and foremost, you need to be transparent with your customers about what data you're collecting and how you're using it. Have a clear privacy policy in place and make sure your customers understand their rights.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely. And then you need to implement strong security measures to protect your data from unauthorized access, like encryption access controls and regular security audits.
It's about building trust with your customers by handling their data responsibly and securely.
Right. And the cool thing is, there are actually AI-powered tools that can help you enhance your data privacy and security. Like, there are systems that can detect and prevent data breaches, monitor for suspicious activity, and even anonymize sensitive data.
So AI can be used to protect data as well. That's reassuring.
It is, and it highlights the fact that AI is a multifaceted tool. It can be used for good or bad. It's up to us to use it responsibly and ethically.
Those were all really important points to keep in mind. I appreciate you bringing up those potential downsides and risks. It's important to approach AI with a healthy dose of caution and awareness.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I don't want to discourage anyone from exploring the potential of AI. I truly believe that AI has the power to transform businesses of all sizes, and it's becoming more accessible and affordable every day.
I agree. It's an exciting time to be a small business owner with all these new tools and technologies at our fingertips.
It is. And I think the key is to stay informed, stay curious, and stay open to new possibilities.
So don't be afraid to experiment. Try new things and see what works for your business.
Exactly. And remember, there are tons of resources available to help you along the way, including all those free training options we talked about.
Speaking of those free training options, let's circle back to something we mentioned earlier. The concern that some people have about needing a strong math or computer science background to learn AI.
Right. And as we discussed, you really don't. There are tons of AI applications and tools that don't require a deep understanding of complex algorithms or coding languages.
So you don't need to be a data scientist to get started with AI.
Nope, not at all. There are tons of user-friendly platforms and tools that allow you to leverage AI without having to write a single line of code.
That's music to my ears.
And remember, even a basic understanding of AI concepts can be incredibly valuable. It can help you make informed decisions about which tools to use and identify opportunities to implement AI in your business.
So it's about developing what you might call AI literacy.
Exactly. And the more you learn about AI, the more comfortable and confident you'll become in using it to your advantage.
I think that's a great message to leave our listeners with. Don't be intimidated by AI. Embrace the learning process and start exploring the possibilities.
I couldn't agree more. It is. And I think that's something that older entrepreneurs often excel at. They've seen trends come and go, technologies rise and fall, and they've learned to adapt and thrive in the face of change.
So instead of viewing AI as a threat, older entrepreneurs can see it as an opportunity to reinvent themselves and their businesses.
Exactly. And I think that's an incredibly empowering message.
It is. And it's something that we should all keep in mind, regardless of our age or experience level.
Absolutely. AI is a tool that can benefit everyone, and it's up to each of us to explore its potential and use it to create positive change.
I love that. So, to all our listeners out there, don't let age or experience hold you back. Embrace the power of AI and see what you can achieve.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into free AI training for small businesses. We've explored the benefits, the resources, the potential downsides, and the unique advantages that older entrepreneurs bring to the table.
And we've hopefully inspired our listeners to start their own AI learning journeys and explore the possibilities of this transformative technology.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Remember that AI is not just about technology. It's about people. It's about using technology to solve human problems, enhance human capabilities, and create a better future for all of us.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
So let's use AI to empower ourselves, to connect with each other, and to make a positive impact on the world.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. That's a wrap on this AI-powered deep dive. Whew. We've really unpacked a lot today, haven't we?
Yeah, it's amazing how much there is to talk about when it comes to AI for small businesses.
It is. But, we don't want our listeners to walk away feeling overwhelmed. So before we go, what's one thing they can do right now to start putting all this knowledge into action?
That's a great question. I'd say take that question you posed earlier, the one about finding one area where AI could make a difference in their business.
Ah, yes, the where could AI make an impact in my business challenge.
Exactly. Turn that into a little mini mission for yourself.
So instead of trying to learn everything about AI all at once,
Yeah.
they just focus on one specific area.
Right. Pick one thing. Maybe it's that task you absolutely dread doing, or maybe it's something you wish you could do better, like connect with your customers in a more personalized way.
Okay, so they pick their one area, then what?
Then it's time to explore. Look back at all the platforms and resources we talked about. See what free tools or introductory videos jump out at you. Find something that feels relevant to that one area you've chosen.
So it's about matching their immediate need to the right bite-sized learning.
Exactly. Don't try to bite off more than you can chew. Start small, build some momentum, and who knows, that one small step could turn into something truly amazing.
I love that. Speaking of amazing, remember 575, that AI consultant who we mentioned?
Oh, yeah, the ones who really spark this whole deep dive.
Exactly.
Whoa.
They actually offer a free AI strategy session, which I think could be a really valuable next step for our listener.
Oh, for sure. That's a great way to get some personalized advice and really figure out how AI can best be used in their specific business.
I agree. And it all comes back to that core message. You don't have to be a tech genius to use AI. You just need to be willing to explore, to experiment, to try new things.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So to all our listeners out there, thank you for taking this deep dive with us. We hope you've learned a thing or two and maybe even feel a little bit more empowered to embrace the power of AI.
Hear, hear.
And until next time, keep that AI curiosity burning.
Absolutely. The future is full of possibilities.
That's a wrap on this episode of The Deep Dive.